Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jim Cronin. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rube Wahlberg. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Rube Wahlberg. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The catcher, Pinky Hargrave. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Heinie Scubbel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, George Uhel. And now, play ball. Jim Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first, with Uhel covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Wahlberg covering, for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander strikes out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. McManus reaches second base with a double. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave takes first base on ball 4. Heine Scubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubble hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Wahlberg covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball towards left. Johnson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Johnson. Hale moves to second. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley bunts towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. Hale moves to third. One out. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hale scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jim Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Wahlberg moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel strikes out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer misplays the ball. That's an error on Gehringer. Fox moves to second. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-0 in the game. Boley hits a pop-up towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-1 in the game. Heilman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Alexander reaches second base with a double. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wahlberg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Wahlberg moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas bunts towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. Wahlberg moves to third. Cronin moves to second. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wahlberg scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hargrave hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heine Scubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hargrave moves to second. Heine Scubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubble is 0-for-1 in the game. Scubble hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0-for-1 in the game. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Hargrave moves to third. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Geringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice, who is chasing the ball. Hale reaches third base with a triple. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-1 in the game. Boley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hale scores. It's 5-0, Athletics. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scubble fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Cronin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-2 in the game. Heilman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Simmons strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Alexander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Alexander moves to second. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Alexander moves to third. Two outs. Heine Scubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubble is 0-for-2 in the game. Scubble hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left field. Johnson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Johnson. Miller moves to second. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Hale bunts towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to third. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boley hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Miller tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-0, Athletics. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first, with Juhl covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Juhl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Juhl is 0 for 2 in the game. Juhl hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 3 in the game. Rice hits a line drive towards the mound. Wahlberg reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Juhl fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 3 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cochran is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 3 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 3 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Alexander hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics 6, and Detroit Tigers 0. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.